This is the KVNF Regional Newscast for Tuesday, December 29th. I'm Gavin Dahl with headlines. Governor Jared Polis is extending a program that provides one-time stimulus checks to thousands of Coloradans experiencing economic hardship during the pandemic. The state will continue sending checks to first-time applicants who filed for unemployment in recent months. People earning less than $52,000 a year and who received unemployment benefits since March qualify. Polis's executive order means the state-funded program continues through the end of February. Rocky Mountain Health Plans has announced that it will be ending its employer-based and group health insurance plans at the end of 2021. It was founded in Grand Junction and has been providing health insurance in Colorado for more than 40 years. Its employer groups cover almost 12,000 members. Leanne Hart, spokesperson for Rocky Mountain Health Plans, told the Grand Junction Sentinel that the move will allow the company to focus on its individual and family plans. The Nature Connection has been offering environmental education to Delta County school kids since 2017. Recently, it got another 5 years of funding from Great Outdoors Colorado. KVNF's Jody Peterson has more.
The Nature Connection, located in Hotchkiss, has given hundreds of Delta County kids a chance to go to summer camp, to visit local natural areas, and to learn new sports like cross-country skiing, mountain biking, and stand-up paddleboarding. The Nature Connection is part of the Delta County School District. It's funded largely by Great Outdoors Colorado, or GOCO, a lottery-funded state program for outdoor recreation and conservation. GOCO's Generation Wild initiative aims to break down barriers so more kids can get outside. The Nature Connection's original Generation Wild funding was from 2017 to 2020. Now that's been extended for another 5 years for a total of $1 million. To learn more, KVNF spoke to Ben Graves, the organization's executive director.
So yes, it sounds like a whole heck of a lot of money, and we are so grateful for the the trust that GOCO has put in our community. But when you divide that across 5 years and across all of our programs, we run year-round programs and we have 3 full-time staff and lots of seasonals. So you can see that $1 million starts to get distributed really fast when you start hiring a lot of young people. And that's been part of our mission from the get-go, is to provide pathways for youth employment opportunities. They've asked us to fundraise from our community to help with some of our scholarships. They've also asked us to work with foundations and other funding sources to fund some of our other programs.
Have you gotten any other grants from the county or any other local entities?
Yeah, the county has been a big supporter of us in terms of in-kind funds. So that means a lot of our trail construction and our various other projects, the county has been really supportive. We, this winter, got some support from the West Elk Community Foundation to make our ski lending program on the Grand Mesa free for families who request it. It's really, we want to break down those barriers to getting outside, and we don't want the finances to be a barrier.
And the Nature Connection recently got a trail building grant?
In partnership with the Western Slope Conservation Center, we received a grant to build a new section of the River Park Trail. It's going to extend it by almost a mile. Construction will start this spring.
That was Ben Graves of the Nature Connection. For KVNF, I'm Jody Peterson.
Lithium has been used for decades in everything from antidepressant medications to ceramics. Today, it's being harvested in massive quantities for electric vehicles and renewable energy storage. Still, there's only one lithium mine in the U.S., and it's right here in our region, with more coming. In the first part of a new series, the Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick looks at the potential economic boom hiding in the ground.
In the early 1990s, a consumer product gave lithium new life.
That's why we created America's most popular camcorder, the Handycam, from Sony.
The Sony Handycam was the first product to use lithium-ion batteries commercially. Since then, the technology has been used to power our laptops, smartphones, and now electric vehicles and homes. Some estimate the lithium-ion battery market will be more than $100 billion by 2027. Much of that growth can be attributed to the meteoric rise of electric vehicles, thanks in large part to Tesla and its leader Elon Musk.
Welcome to the Cybertruck unveil.
But how much is lithium really worth? Specifically, lithium carbonate, the industrial chemical made from lithium to make batteries. Well, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, the average U.S. price is $13,000 per metric ton. And there are tons of lithium in Nevada.
We're developing one of the world's largest lithium deposits.
That's Alexei Zavodsky, the CEO of Lithium Nevada. He's talking about his company's Thacker Pass mining project in rural Humboldt County. The lithium here is in clay rather than hard rock, so the company had to invent its own process to extract the material. But Zavodsky says the investment is worth it.
The deposit is big enough to justify developing its own process. We have over 40 years of mine life here supplying the entire U.S. demand.
The company estimates that once the mine is fully operational, it'll supply a quarter of the world lithium demand. But first, the raw lithium needs to be converted into lithium carbonate. So the company is also building a processing plant on site. Rich Perry is the former administrator for the Nevada Division of Minerals, which oversees the mining industry in the state.
Major capital, you know, expenditures to build plants like that would be game changers for Nevada.
The company estimates to bring in more than $75 million in new tax revenue for the state, in addition to an estimated $1.1 billion in overall economic impact. Nevada already has the world's largest lithium-ion battery plant, the Tesla Gigafactory, and with more lithium mines and a processing plant, the state could own a bigger slice of the overall process.
If we could produce it from the ground and then make the battery here, we would get the value of the chain there, plus we would reduce our risk from supply chain disruption.
Perry says projects like this can help position Nevada as a leader in lithium production. This could help the state diversify its economy, something state leaders have been trying to do for years. Nevada was hit particularly hard economically by the pandemic and earlier in the Great Recession, given its heavy reliance on tourism. There's also the promise of jobs. Jan Morrison is the economic development officer for the Northeastern Nevada Regional Development Authority. She says the economic potential for the community is phenomenal, but
what gets you really excited is what it does for our kids.
She says mining is high tech and high paying, and she's hopeful young people here will stay closer to home instead of moving to areas like Silicon Valley for work.
Jobs and careers that normally you wouldn't think somebody in the rural area would be exposed to, this is going to be secondary nature to them. And they will have they'll have an advantage of these types of careers by being where these types of companies are.
Still, Jonna Bell is not on board. She's a cattle rancher in the area and says the mine is bad news.
Well, it's right in the middle of our BLM range allotment where we run cattle. It's actually splits our allotment in half, and it has a huge economic impact for us because obviously you can't run cattle where there's a mine.
More than that, it's personal.
I know that area, and I think it's a beautiful area, and I hate the thought of a mine moving in there.
She thinks it will change her community, and she's worried about its environmental footprint. Striking that balance of acquiring a needed resource for renewable energy with potential negative effects on the environment is a battle that's already being fought in the state. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
Tomorrow, we'll look at that ongoing battle between mining companies and some of the locals. That does it for KVNF's regional newscast. Special thanks to news reporter Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.